Spitwads, we want to thank Chime for sponsoring today's episode. No one likes waiting on a paycheck, especially when you've got bills due. Good thing there's Chime. Now you can get your paycheck up to 2 days early with direct deposit. That's up to two more days to save, to pay bills, and generally feel good about your money situation. But Chime is more than just about getting paid early. It's also an award-winning mobile app, checking account, debit card, and optional savings account. So what are you waiting for? Hopefully not your paycheck. Get started with Chime today. Applying for a free account takes less than 2 minutes. Get started at chime.com/ballers. That's chime.com/ballers. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank, N.A. members FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depend on payer.
Hey, Spitwads, we have a spectacular Spit Hits episode for you today. What are we talking about? Well, the normal things like extra fingers, dogs that don't poop, or hanging out with fictional characters. Do not miss today's episode. You're going to love it.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Scatamarinka-danka-danka, scatamarinka-doo-dop-a-dingo!
Loved it.
Welcome in.
The Badingo is Andy's
I know.
Parachute.
It's my finisher.
It is your
It's my final move. It's my fatality move.
It's your scat fatality?
It's my scat fatality. And what's great is like I'm sitting there thinking and I'm going, whatever you do, don't end with Badingo.
It's impossible for you.
And Badingo. Whenever you say, that's like saying, stay calm. You can't stay calm.
Yeah.
Don't say Badingo.
Don't think about a pink elephant.
Don't think about a pink elephant. Thank you, Al. Welcome into the Spitballers Podcast, episode 98. That scat pales in comparison to the one that Jason will deliver for episode 100, obviously.
Oh it's going to be the best of all time.
Based on your history, Jay, I would start warming up now.
Yeah.
I would. You've got 2 weeks. We're in good shape. Would you rather on the show today? Is this real life? We've got a delicious draft for you. Always fun to have an Is This Real Life segment. And Mike is here. Jason is here. We're ready to go.
Hello.
This is going to be a fun time. If you're on YouTube with us, Jason is at a very special location related to our draft.
I needed to do some research. Came out here to the Potato Farmers of America. So I'm out on the potato fields today. It's great physical distancing.
Sunscreen on?
There's nobody here. No, I plan to roast today.
Okay, roasted potatoes.
Which
farm.
Roasted potatoes. I mean, that might make the list.
Okay, well, you can follow this show on Twitter, at SpitballersPod. Follow Mike, at FF Hitman, Jason, at JasonFFL. I'm at Andy Holloway. The website is SpitballersPod. It's not at SpitballersPod. But you can go to SpitballersPod.com, Instagram.com/SpitballersPod. We appreciate everybody's support of this show. We've seen the reviews coming in, and they are wonderful and kind, and we appreciate it, and are very happy to be a source of joy during a time in which people need it. So we're proud to do it, and let's get going.
Would you rather?
This would you rather question comes in from Israel, and he sent
the person or the
country?
Location?
The country.
No, the actual country.
Oh, bonjour.
Yeah. Would you rather have a dog that does not poop?
Ooh.
Or a dog that does not shed.
Oh, man. I feel like one of those things is really common. Like, I have two dogs that don't shed right now. It's pretty great. But you're saying would I rather trade? This is a trade. Would I rather trade shedding hair inside for poop outside? Wow.
No poop or scoopers.
Interesting.
For me, it's still not close. Like, A shedding dog, like the hardest part of dog ownership to me, and it's my love for dogs as well documented. I don't remember what episode it was where essentially I said I would trade the last 20 years of my life to make my dog live forever. But dog hair everywhere. That's the hardest thing to deal with when you have a dog. The poop is outside. Pretty infrequent when the dog will drop one indoors. So I can live with having to pick up poop, or as I do right now, I support my local economy, and someone comes.
You pay for a poop man. You're a poop guy.
I support my economy.
Yes, that's the spin. I was going to out you and me both, Mike. I turned you on to my person because I haven't picked up poop in a long time.
Now, let me be clear. You guys have the same poop man?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Poop right. People. Poop people.
There's more than one.
More than one show up.
You have a whole like army of poop people?
Yeah. Look, we're kind of
seen his
on
dogs.
This show. Dude, my
how
dogs.
Fast can you, how
my
fast
dogs,
can they clear the yard?
I have two dogs, and I swear to you, they poop five times
two dogs
a day.
Two dogs,
that's 10 turds.
Four butts?
Yes. It's unbelievable. I mean, the pooper scooper people, they just came, and I'm out in the backyard playing football like I'm playing in a field of landmines. It's terrible. So, I mean, maybe the poop. But the truth is, when you have someone, like, if I had someone that came and picked up all the dog hair, you know,
sure,
poop is worse than hair, right? If I step on some shedded hair, I'm okay.
It's well, not well, great.
Yes, for, of course, I mean, if you step on it, but that's not the people.
Can you be allergic to poop the way you can hair?
Oh, I think everyone's allergic certainly. To poop. Yes. I'm just like legitimately. I think everyone is. That is what is expelled as not okay.
Is everyone right? allergic to poison?
Yeah, let's check in. Yeah,
all these darn allergies.
I've never had a dog. Both dogs that I've had did not shed. We have friends that have a dog that sheds, and it seems like the shedding dog consumes a disproportional amount of their life.
Josh?
This is Josh.
Okay, and he has a retriever, right?
Yeah, and it just feels like every time we used to go over there. They'd vacuum and clean. It was like an hours and hours of thing to do it. And then you'd get there and the dog would just be shedding everywhere. I know it clogs vacuums. It covers furniture. It can be a real nuisance.
It's disgusting. And I think allergies are the main problem. Like my boys have allergies. You boys have allergies. We would not get a dog that's not hypoallergenic. And, you know, if you're hypoallergenic, you're not shedding. So to me, I'm going to take the poop. I'm going to take the poop in my life.
Yep,
and I'm going to have someone else get rid of it. So
you'll support your local economy.
I will. I love injecting money into my.
I give them
city.
A weekly stimulus.
You socially right. distance from that poop. Allison on Patreon says, "Would you rather all spiders be twice as large, or all spiders twice as fast?"
Oh, come on. I was so... Oh, come on.
Twice as large or twice as fast? You get to think about both of those, Jason.
This is not some... I blame Al Borland for allowing this question.
Do they become half as fast if they get twice as large, Al?
No.
No, I don't think so.
I assume they're the same
speed.
They
just keep their same speed?
Oh,
they actually... No. They might be a little bit faster, but for
my legs are crawling right now, guys. Like my feet.
This question.
Are up.
It's because there's spiders on them, Jay.
Yeah, you guys, real jerks. Oh, hey, can I make a PSA real quick?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Can I just say that? I just want to let everybody out there know. I don't block people on Twitter. I don't mute people that often. I probably have 100 muted people. I might not see your post ever again. You post a spider to me. I don't know who you are. Maybe we've had a conversation 100 times before on Twitter. You post a spider, I'm auto-mute. It's an auto-mute. You will never hear from me. I will never see you again. That is a fact.
So
I'm just
listen,
the world
Spitwise,
know.
Burner accounts. That's what I heard. That's what I just heard. Burner accounts.
How long does it take to make a Twitter account?
Hours. Hours and hours.
It's a 30-page application. They're really
it's
not taking people
deal.
Into Twitter right now.
No, they're limiting their exposure in these times.
I think
but
I
do
want
we have
them to
answer the question.
Oh man, what do I want?
They're both terrifying, absolute monstrosities.
Here's the thing, is on like I don't see spiders that often, and
yeah.
usually when I see them, they are very docile. They're just kind of sitting there. You look and, oh, there it is on the wall. There's a spider just hanging out, living his spider life.
Yeah.
I don't worry about how fast the spider is.
Of course you don't. No.
I am always thinking.
Until you try to kill it. And then, if you miss.
Don't miss, man.
Or if when you start, he gets a head start. And he's, holy crap, if I'm going after a spider and he moves. I agree with you, Mike. It's like, I think I got to take the twice as fast because usually they don't move. Usually they're just staying in one spot. But when they move, if they move like lightning across the floor, I'm dead. I am gone.
But that's if they move. Now, if you look down and you saw a spider that was 2X, then you'd be dead right there.
No, I'm already dead from this question. Allison from Patreon has killed me. I can't.
Every time I've ever seen a spider, I've said to myself, I'm glad that it's not twice as big.
Yes.
So I'm going that way. I don't want them to be twice as big because then they're more formidable. Even if they're fast, they're not as formidable.
That's true. Yeah.
But you give me a double-sized tarantula?
Oh!
Dude, saddle up, boys. We're riding it.
Those fangs. The fangs are now 2X as well.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No. What about this one, Jay? Spiders 4 times as large, or they all have wings.
Quick petition for the guys. In certain hard financial times, I think companies need to scale back. I'd like to discuss Al Borland leaving due to this question's inclusion on this doc.
Well, we have an obligation to our patrons, our supporters at spitballerspod.com. Allison is a supporter, and she needs to know.
Yeah,
which we'd prefer.
I would prefer twice as fast, and that's something I never thought I would say.
All right, Archie.
Hold on. All right. Twice as large or 4 times as fast?
I mean, I think you're going to have to take the speed no matter what. 4 times as fast is better. 4 times as fast is
you'll be dead before you see them.
Spiders are already fast, so if it's 4 times as fast, they just disappear. And in my world, I got them. I'm gonna take that shoe. I'm gonna swing it, and then it just disappeared. I don't know where it went. I didn't see it go.
Twice as large, or the ability to fly.
Did he miss me saying give wings or 4 times as big?
Oh, I would. Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh, jumping. Get next, Archie Twitter. Right. Archie,
we've done enough.
Archie says, "Would you rather play miniature golf with your favorite fictional character?" Or play video games with your favorite celebrity. So wait, this is like I can play mini golf with like Legolas or something? I mean,
yes,
that doesn't sound very fun.
But you could bring magic.
Why
into
did I pick
it?
Legolas?
Seriously, like you.
When
you
I think fictional, I thought I fantasy, and then fantasy went Lord of the Rings, and then Lord of the Rings went like Legolas.
Is he even the best one from the movie?
That's who my wife would pick. Trust me.
He's certainly not the coolest
Legolas.
One. Yeah. He's certainly not the coolest one to play mini golf with because you'd want Gandalf. Imagine how cool that game would get. That windmill now is 70 feet tall and the balls are flying through the air because he's got magic. And that, like, if you're going fictional, you've got to bring something into this world that is.
But doesn't Legolas do that cool thing where like he slides down on a shield or something?
Yeah, he can slide down on a shield on anything.
While you're having war during mini golf.
If he was on the back of a brontosaurus, he would slide down the neck and fire arrows into the enemy.
I feel like.
You see those stairs? I could stun him.
What fictional characters would we choose? I'm thinking like right now, recently Final Fantasy VII, been playing that. Would I grab a character, play with Cloud? He doesn't have much of a personality.
Nerd alert.
Wait, the guy who just threw out Legolas with no hesitation is calling someone else a nerd?
Oh my gosh.
I will happily be a nerd if that means that I'm a Final Fantasy VII player.
Do people really have a list of like, these are my favorite fictional characters that you can go to at any moment?
You'll play some, Harry Potter?
Yeah, Harry Potter comes to mind for sure. You could do, mini golf on broomsticks. That would be a blast. But, I think I'd rather do something with a real celebrity. Like, if the question was just, would you rather meet your favorite real celebrity or your favorite fictional character?
That's kind of what the question is. Unless yeah,
I'd rather pick a fictional character because I would learn more.
Yeah, Oh, you would learn more about the fictional character.
Yeah, because you'd be getting somebody with superpowers or somebody with abilities or somebody that's, you know, I'd rather chill with, you know, Legolas, right? And learn about the elven life.
But you're not learning anything.
You're
learning make-believe. I mean, you could do that right now. Just look to your left. Legolas is there.
You're telling me that the fictional character comes forward in time, but his world isn't real?
Yes,
that's that being you. Would you rather play golf with a person in a costume? Or
that's really how I feel
this question is.
You're talking to an actual character.
If it's a fictional character, but now they're in real life, are they still a fictional character or do they now exist?
Yeah, I mean, Superman, you could hang out with Superman, Batman, James Bond.
Yeah, I'm going to James Bond.
Legolas. Voldemort.
I'm gonna take a
Frodo.
Oh, Frodo would be so
Homer
boring.
Simpson. You don't want to play golf with Homer Simpson?
I think it would be cool to just see a cartoon in real life. Otherwise, I'm gonna take.
All right.
I'm gonna play some video games. I'm gonna play some basketball video games with Michael Jordan, because if I can say I beat Michael Jordan at basketball,
what if you beat him? If you beat him in one on one,
yeah.
Then
I can say I
on
beat
a technicality.
Jordan.
I beat him one-on-one.
You're not going to beat him.
And I'll say, no, he was older. You know, he was in his whatever he is, his 40s and his 50s, but I still beat him one-on-one basketball, and I will never, ever reveal more than that.
What age does he have to be for you to beat him?
In
90
video
plus?
Games?
We're talking about video games.
In basketball.
Oh, in real basketball?
Yeah. What age does Michael Jordan have to be where you would beat him?
It would have to be in the 90s. Have to be in the 90s.
Dead age.
You roll
honestly,
the corpse
when,
out there.
When I think about yes. Michael Jordan in his 90s, I'm not super confident. He's still got the size. You know what I mean? Like, and
well,
yeah.
by the 90s, he'll lose some size.
Shrunk. He'll be 6'4" by then.
Yeah, exactly. No,
All right.
Yeah.
Do it. What were you saying?
I was just establishing my pick of Michael Jordan playing video games.
All right. Isabel from Patreon. Would you rather be missing a finger or have two extra fingers? So you're just talking about going down. You still got your thumb, but you could go from, you're either 3 or 6. I mean, that is well,
missing
on the
a finger,
finger count.
Missing a finger. No, you're either 3 or 7, right? Oh, you're just, are
we
you
have four
you
fingers
subtract,
right now.
You're subtracting and then you thumbs. Okay. That's like saying, how many fingers do I have? 10? No, I've got 8. two of these are not fingers.
1, 2, skip a few.
But my point is, like, if you're
that
missing a finger.
Accurate, but all right.
If you're missing a finger, you have a story to tell. You know what I mean? Like, so, the fish.
Okay.
The fish bit it off, or a wood shop accident. You know, there's a way that you presumably lost the finger.
You're like, well, here's what happened. I was playing this game, Would You Rather, and I had to pick something.
So I
lost a
finger. I feel like seven fingers would be more practical.
Is it?
Growing up, one of my best friends, his brother had an extra
flippers.
Set of, no, his had an extra set of pinkies. So I knew a kid who had 12 fingers.
10, Mike. 10 fingers. You're counting them thumbs again?
So I've seen it.
So educate us.
What'd you think? I mean, were you real? Was it cool to say you knew somebody with that many?
Well, I mean, look, I didn't know that it was going to be a very useful anecdote in a story 25 years later.
But like, was
Let's
he
bring
better
him on
at
the
baseball?
Show. Bring him out here.
Was he like a great pitcher because his curveball was wicked with that extra
pinky?
That or something?
I don't know. It was somewhat functional. He didn't have complete control of it.
Is that illegal? If you have too many, like, can you still?
Honestly, the first thing that came to my mind, genuinely, was boxing. Like, you can't have heavier gloves because the weight of your hand and what's inside. You know, you can't put like you can't. Carry a roll of quarters because that's a real unfair advantage. But if I've got the weight of like You know, now I've got 20% pinky? More hand than you.
Two extra pinkies. It's two extra, Mike.
I think I'm going to be a pro boxer.
Gigantic pinkies.
I'm taking thumbs, okay? I'm sticking with eight fingers, four thumbs.
I'll take that would be six fingers. Thumbs. Like, if it was a really...
Be 12.
If, like, I had full dexterity of this finger, and I could use it, like, for guitar playing, I mean, I can do stuff that nobody else could possibly do.
That's my point. True. I feel like the extra fingers have more usefulness.
There's more upside.
More practicality. However, much more difficult to find. Gloves.
Gloves, yeah.
Go mittens.
Yeah, I mean, fit them in. You're going to have to be you're going to have to sew. Yes, potholder. You're going to have to learn how to sew. I think we're saying
this like you can't just like stitch an extra finger hole onto a pair of gloves.
You need an extra two.
Oh, two. I'm so sorry.
I don't think you can just stitch an extra.
Yeah, in fact, yes, I will pay you to stitch extra fingers onto some gloves.
Yeah, that's not a thing because you got to have the room for it. Like the spot of the hole is going to be all thrown off when at the...
This is
you
such
know
a
mean?
Dumb question.
I'm taking the extra fingers.
I'm taking the extra fingers.
I don't
sure.
live in cold weather where I have to wear gloves. I think I'm going to, you know,
just to
pick
give
up
Jason
the
one more option here. Would you rather have five extra fingers on one hand or spiders be four times as big?
I would have fingers coming out of every part of my body. I will be the finger man for sure.
All right, we're moving on.
But while some of life's best moments happen around the campfire, I have so many memories growing up around the campfire. I remember my dad screaming, "Bear!" He was lying, and he got me good. But that was around a campfire. It's so nice in today's electronic age to unplug, sit around a campfire, and create special memories. The downside of a campfire, smoke in your face. That's pretty much how all of my childhood memories were, but no more. Thanks to Solo Stove. Solo Stove is awesome. If you haven't heard about Solo Stove, it is a highly manufactured stainless steel magical fire pit that you can put out wherever you want. It's easy. I've got mine in a carrying bag, and I can bring it anywhere. It sets up instantly, and I don't know how they've done it, but you basically put wood in a fire. You've had a fireplace. You've seen a campfire before. You put wood in. You light it on fire. But there's no smoke, or there's so little smoke, and there's fire, and it's unbelievable. I don't know what kind of magic they've done, but they're so confident that you'll love it. They offer a lifetime warranty and 30-day free return policy. Right now, you can get big discounts on all the fire pits during Solo Stove's summer sale. And use our promo code BALLERS at solostove.com for an extra $10 off. That's solostove.com, promo code BALLERS, for $10 off on top of their incredible summer sale discounts. But hurry, the summer sale ends June 23rd.
Is this real life?
All right, Al Borland has... done his worst. He's found some articles that, well, we ask the question, is this real life? Because they are hard to believe. And I guess I will begin by sharing my story with you two gentlemen.
Mm.
It's very interesting. It's very petty. Newswoman.
Ooh, I like it.
Newswoman demands $500 DNA test to identify which roommate stole her $2 yogurt. Okay?
Her yogurt.
So essentially, this woman has roommates. And as you might imagine, she has her items. And in this case, she has some yogurt she bought. And she noticed that one of her yogurts was in the trash and had been eaten. And so she confronted her roommates, multiple roommates, and they all denied it. They all said, none of us.
I've been there with my kids. Who left the milk out? No, yes. I didn't get the milk out. I didn't get one of you took, like, I know it didn't just magically come out. And they swear, and I'm like, you're all grounded until someone tells me who took it out. And then eventually I find out my wife did it. But,
my daughter's new thing is I didn't mean to, even when it's something that you can't not mean to do.
Right. Yes.
But here, she notices, she confronts them. She's very furious about this. And she decides that she's going to go to the police and demand a DNA test. And so all five roommates are forced to give their DNA. The perpetrator
the police, they didn't follow through.
Come on.
Yes.
Wait, I missed part of that article. Did you say a $2,000 yogurt?
$2 yogurt. This was police. This was actually law enforcement in Taiwan. The police department agreed. They realized they couldn't get fingerprints from the bottle, and they demanded the five roommates to report to the station, got DNA samples, identified the thief. And this is the worst part. That thief is now facing a charge of threat pressed by the original roommate.
What is happening in Taiwan? What is so? I mean, do you know how much $2 yogurt you could have bought with that $500?
I know. This was about principle, Jason. You ever heard somebody waste their time on principle? Yogurts.
We have all had that thought before of something. Like just a really small situation of like, I know I'm right and I'm going to find out. And then
whatever
you go
it takes.
And you daydream and you go through all the steps of that's right. I'll see you in court. I'm going to sue you over this. But this person actually did it.
I won't say their names, but I had some friends that were roommates. And you know how when you're roommates, you kind of fight that battle of who's going to do the dishes this day? Who's going to clean that thing up, this thing up? Anyway, one of them like made a pizza. And had like the pizza stuff out on the counter and left the tray out. And it was a battle of wills. And that thing stayed on the counter for weeks with everything else around it cleaned. And neither person would budge to clean up the pizza stuff. So it can get to the level where you may want a DNA test.
We are dumb.
We are dumb people.
A dumb species. What,
the dumb species here is the police officers. Because, I mean, if I'm a police officer and you come crashing in here, I will just buy you a yogurt. At this point, I'll be like, come on, let's go to the store. Here's $2. Get yourself a yogurt. And
that's
here's
not
a book
justice.
Called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff.
Yeah. So that's my story. That is somehow real life.
That's crazy. All right. I'll bring my story up here. My story that I found is pig sparks farm fire in England after eating and defecating battery-powered pedometer. So
what? Wait,
this
that
pig,
story was funny in the beginning.
This pig pooped fire, and I know we've all felt like that. We've gone to Chipotle, we've gotten the hot sauce, and we think we could start a fire. This pig did it. This pig pooped up.
Oh,
a farm fire.
Goodness.
And here's what's crazy, right? So, like, apparently it ate this battery-powered pedometer and the copper.
Of course.
Right. I mean, pigs do.
As
pigs
do. Yeah.
And I'm learning from this article, I'm surprised there aren't more pig fires because they eat everything. And pig fires should be a serious issue that we are confronted with.
Oh, my gosh. Pig fires are something I haven't really considered in the global threat category.
Yeah,
yet.
I mean, Tiff literally has been trying to convince me and our family. Our family is all behind it. I'm the curmudgeon, and I will continue to be Tiff.
Oh,
She wants to get a pig as a pet.
No.
Oh, yeah. She wants to.
No.
There's a lot of, like, you know, domesticated. I remember I had a friend growing up who had a pig. As a pet, and they had a doggy door.
Know if he's giving this level of arguments that he's already received and is now parroting, this pig is arriving sooner than later.
No, I'm not doing a pig. I'm not. Please don't make me do it.
Good advice, Jason.
But this article helps me to have an argument because I don't want, this is a danger to our family if this thing can poop fire.
That is an art. Yeah, that one's in your corner where you can bring that to her and say, look, honey, I would love a pig, but.
Yeah.
Hot fire.
So here's what happened, though, is it seems like the copper or something mixed with the feces. We stay professional here.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And the caca. And it. Created and I started thinking about it. I'm like, wait, like fertilizer, yeah, which is mostly poop, that's like used in making bombs and things like that. So it's like, is our poop like
flammable?
I mean, well, we've never really experienced it. It just goes straight in the water, but is the whole reason because water puts out fire?
Have you ever wondered why there's water? There's water there because you got flammable poop coming out your butt.
Do you think that in old outhouses they used to have a fire extinguisher because they knew that when you eat something spicy or you eat too much copper that you're going there's a problem.
I got to get my vitamins.
I think they probably didn't. But there's only one way to be sure whether your poop's flammable, and that is for you to perform an experiment. Oh,
that would be a video no one wants to see.
No one wants to see a video of my turd
trying to light on fire. I'm not doing it.
No, you could just. It's more of a private experiment that we know that we know that you did.
I'll let you know how it goes.
It's important we know what you did. Impressive, dangerous. I will keep that in mind. Mike, what do you got for us?
So I've got man facing charges after high-speed chase on the I-5 with a pit bull in the driver's seat.
Like the pit bull is driving?
So there was a 51-year-old man who is now facing several charges. There was a high-speed chase where the officer said the vehicle was going over 100 miles an hour. So this car is
flying,
going dangerously fast. Eventually, they were able to catch him, and then when they caught him, the man said he was teaching his dog how to drive, because when they pulled him over, the pit bull was in the driver's seat, and the man was steering the driving wheel. And the best line of this article is, it ends with, it was not clear if the pit bull would be charged in connection with the
incident.
Can you charge? I guess you can, right?
I'm pretty sure that part's a joke. But
you can charge animals with assault.
Oh, nice one.
Oh, very nice. Pit stop.
Oh, he needed one.
Now, what would you do if you're another driver? You see this car flying up behind you.
I would look over
and there's a pit bull driving. You'd be like, I'm off the road.
No, I'd be like, Elon Musk took care of that. He did that. Elon Musk set that up. It's fine. Wow. Yeah, so that's like that excuse, you know, you ever seen it where
my dog ate my homework?
Well, sure.
My dog was speeding.
But sometimes people flip flop the seats, you know? I feel like that's what happened. He was speeding and then he flip flop.
I got two strikes. You gotta take the rap for me.
That's exactly right.
Thank goodness you pulled us over, officer. This dog was out of control.
Fluffy, you gotta handle it. Take the heat.
Oh my goodness. Wow. I'm not sure if the pig or the pit bull is scarier in this situation, but shall we draft?
Yes.
Let's do it. Spitballs, how many free trial subscriptions end up costing you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, long after forgetting to cancel? You can fight back against the scammy subscriptions with Truebill. We've talked about Truebill for a while. I know Mike and myself, we've had it long before they were a sponsor. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions that you don't need, you don't want, or you simply just forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 per year with Truebill because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel. And Truebill makes it incredibly easy to cancel. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. I have personally used it. It is awesome. I saved so much money. There were things I don't even remember signing up for years ago. Kids stuff that's like, you know, like they're not in third grade anymore. I don't need this at all. Don't fall for subscription scams any longer. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/ballers. Go right now, Truebill.com/ballers. You could save thousands of dollars a year. Truebill.com/ballers.
The Spitballers Draft.
Badingy!
Is that your first pick?
Oh, crap. Yeah, it is. All right. So today we are drafting the best potato-based foods.
Mm-hmm.
Take a moment.
I've been known to eat a potato or two.
It's a very versatile vegetable.
Yeah, it is. Is it a vegetable or is it a starch? Are those different? Are they
I've
the same?
I've never understood. I feel like...
I don't think it's a vegetable.
I feel it's like not it's not a vegetable.
It's not classified as a vegetable?
Al? I feel like... Al? Yes, I mean...
Yes, a potato is a vegetable.
Okay, obviously.
Right. But I know what you're
starchy
saying.
Starchy vegetables. Like, it's a never, starchy vegetable.
You never really hear... Like, eat your vegetables. You don't think
it's
like...
It's not good for you.
Right.
I think technically they're called like nightshades or something like that, but I think they still fall into the vegetable.
Isn't a tomato that as well?
No, but nightshades are like in Skyrim. That's what you can harvest.
We've gone down a rabbit hole we don't want to go down.
Jason's in a potato at a potato farm right now.
I was
we are
doing
drafting potato-based foods. There are plenty. Let's put it that way. There are a lot of options. I just happen to have the first pick.
Is there yes. Is there another vegetable or otherwise that is as versatile as a potato? Like what
tomatoes
things are...
Tomatoes are very versatile.
Yeah,
they're involved in like so ketchup, many sauces.
But the phrase salsa. Is not eat your meat and tomatoes.
It could be.
it could have been if tomatoes were better.
If they had better marketers.
But the other thing is like here's what's crazy.
It's tomato.
We're about to draft 12 amazing food items. Well, at least at least like 10. I'm sure you guys will each pick something real stupid.
Yeah.
But potatoes themselves suck. Like, you don't bite into a potato. How is this possible that
because
someone...
Like a not cooked one, you mean?
Yeah, I'm just saying we have found this bland, boring, inedible thing that causes magic to all foods.
Maybe that's why we... When you're like, is it a vegetable? Because it's most vegetables, you can just pick it out of the ground and eat it right
it's
there.
It's true.
Raw.
Yeah.
So then maybe that's like the weird mental block of a potato is you have to, you know, like if you're making
it. Eat your steamed potatoes. What?
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. Getting back to the draft, I will take the very beautiful, delicious, wonderful, spectacular, aromatic, crunchy, smooth, ranch dipped, ketchup dipped, lovely French fries. French fries are my number
one easy pick.
I assumed you were going it's French the right fries pick. Because it's the clear one-on-one. But at one descriptor, you said crunchy.
Can be.
Can be. But that's not like your usual thought for like, I love
crispy.
These crunchy French fries.
Crunchy's
so then
the
I was
word.
Like, are you going to mess this up? Are you going to mess up the one-on-one? I'm
did
sexy?
I?
You
did I mess
not.
It up? No, I did.
No, French fries is the clear one-on-one.
All right. I've got French fries.
All right, I'll jump in here with my second pick, and with this newfound life that I have found myself stuck in, where I go in the pantry and I go, man, I'm hungry, what am I going to eat? And this is now a daily part of my life. I will take potato chips.
Okay, that's what I had at my number two as
well. Yeah, that's everybody's number two. I mean, French fries, potato chips, dang it. I mean,
I think people can go a different direction with number two, though. Like, I thought that if you had it, Jason, you would have gone a different direction.
I considered making a pick that I thought would be like, I know this won't make it back to me, and I know that it would upset Jason for me to take it, but I had to stick with my heart.
The problem is, I have. So at the third pick, if either one of those had fallen to me, this draft would be over. I could dominate. But unfortunately, you guys took the two best. You guys have the two best potato-based foods because they're the two most processed. You're taking this potato, turning it into the least potato it can be.
But still calling it eating your vegetables.
That's right. Oh, man, I can eat my
healthy.
Vegetables when I have potato chips now.
Exactly.
Yes. And SpaghettiOs.
All right. Well, look, with the third pick, I'm going to take what should be the third pick. It's mashed potatoes.
Okay.
And it's Tiffany's famous mashed potatoes. My wife makes the best potatoes on the planet.
They're
I'll
pretty good.
I'll put her up against anybody.
They're pretty good.
I've actually started to, I've learned this last week. I cooked the mashed potatoes for my first time in my life.
How are they?
They were very good. Nowhere near as good as
seems
my
like
wife.
A strange thing for you to do. If your wife makes the best mashed potatoes in the world, that you would then take the mantle.
I've been cooking a lot, and so, you know, because we're in
she was
this
asleep,
weird time,
wasn't she?
She was wide awake. She helped stir it once or twice when I was a little behind on my cooking schedule, but it was good.
Did you open the box, or did she?
Oh, very nice. How dare you? Instant potatoes, get out of here.
When you cook, Jason, because your wife is a good cook, and my wife is as well, and so when I endeavor, I'm not as good at any of the things that she does. Does mm-hmm. she is she very supportive, or does she kind of mock you as you fail?
No. The end result is great. Okay. I have not made anything that is anything but super delicious. The process is where I get mocked.
Me too.
The process is where I get mocked. What would take her about 30 seconds to chop up all the vegetables is like, give me 30 minutes and then we'll start making the meal once I've like pre-chopped and done all that stuff. I'm very, very slow, and that's usually my problem. All right, so I got the mashed potatoes. They're loaded. They're great. So the one I want to take, I'm going to hold off. I'm circling it right now.
Ooh.
I think I can.
It all the way back?
I think it'll make it all the way back.
Okay.
And it's really what should be taken now. And I'll be so upset if one of you grabs it.
Okay. All right.
So that leaves me.
You do have to pick, though. If you, even though you're waiting for that one, you have to make another pick now.
All right. You guys got fries and chips. Uh-huh. These are the inferior cousin to both of those. I'm gonna take tater tots.
Okay. Oh, you changed your pick.
You did just change your pick.
I did.
You changed your pick.
I was debating between two, and I want both, and I want my other pick that's gonna come back to me. I need the potatoes.
Hot tater tots. Nice and hot.
Here's the thing. Tater tots are nowhere near as frequent an
tater
item.
Tater tots are great.
As
and they're going to be my pick.
The availability is not as high.
It is not. But when I go, like, you know, we have Smashburger or Sonic. There's a few places where they will just, you know, do you want French fries or tater tots? And at those places, maybe it's just because it's rare, I almost always go with tater tots.
It is because it's rare.
And they're so good.
Yeah.
But they don't carry the weight by any means that French fries or chips.
I really want cheese on my tater tots. I feel like it really
well. Cheese goes on like, I think that it's just implied that cheese is on almost mm-hmm. every single thing we're listing.
And
right
it's not like cheese isn't amazing on fries. Don't get me wrong. It's just less frequent.
Yeah, and you can just eat cheese as well, regardless of this draft or potatoes. You could just that's one of my most frequent foods.
Yeah, yeah, cheese is delicious. This draft. That's what I learned today.
I draft cheese.
All right, so who's got the pick, Mike?
I am up. I am torn now because I was ready to go. I was ready to go with tater tots. I even heard Jason picking something else that was not tater tots. So I was very ready to draft tater tots.
Yeah, when he said hot tater tots.
Hot tots. All right, but I will just... I'm just going to keep moving along.
Just steamed potatoes.
No, I'm just going to keep moving along here with my heart. I have no idea what people like. I have no idea where this vote is going to go. But I love me potato salad.
Okay.
I love it so very much with my barbecue meals, with really any type of meals. I mean, you give me a potato salad and I am in.
So we obviously we have our fantasy football podcast. It's massive. We do a lot of drafts and things like that. There's nothing greater than when you come in prepared with a list of who you want and someone drafts something not even on your list. I mean, when it's like, I'll take Felix Jones. I mean, potato salad's fine. It's okay. I'll eat it. I like it, but I don't think it's top 10, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, what Jason's saying he'll eat it is not the highest praise.
Right. This is not the barometer you need.
He does have a show called Jason Eats.
That's true.
Potato salad was on my list, Mike. It wasn't high enough to where I would have stolen it from you in the next round. I'm going to go with what Jason was about to say, which is hash browns.
Yes,
I'm taking hash browns with my second
pick
fine. In this draft.
French fries and hash browns are pretty dominant 1-2 to
I'm
start
feeling
with.
Pretty darn good there. And, man, now I have a real difficult choice. And I think
I wanted hash browns and tater tots. Ugh.
This is a little difficult, and maybe we need a ruling from Al, because I don't know where the lines are blurred in potato-based products.
Baked potato chips.
I think I know where he's going.
Well, okay. I'm going to go potato wedges.
Yep.
Is that an acceptable pick?
I had it on my list.
It is an acceptable pick because you have French fries.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like
it's an acceptable pick, but
it's an acceptable pick either way.
Yeah, okay. He's saying that it's not a fry. Like, you can't draft curly fries because you have fries.
If I can get
potato wedges are not fries.
Yeah, if I can get those potato wedges delivered to your table that's got the bacon on them and the cheese, and I mean, those are really quite
the
appetizing.
The difference between a potato wedge and a steak fry is nothing. That is my
Shape.
That is shape. False. Texture as well.
Potato wedges are larger than
steak. Thank you, Al. You're a great producer.
I've seen many smaller potato wedges than steak fries.
Those are called steak fries.
Red Robin's steak fries are way bigger than Jack in the Box's potato wedges. Just saying.
You're talking about their French fries?
Maybe.
Yes, I am. Their potato wedges are their French fries.
Back to Mike. I know that might not have been the best pick. I don't know. But that's what I would choose. I think potato wedges are
delicious. All I'm doing is I'm choosing what I will actually choose.
And I know I'll have a great fourth pick coming back to me. So, Mike, it's up to you.
I am going to take hash browns is like, it's generally a breakfast food.
Mm-hmm.
And but correct. there is a superior breakfast potato. So it is, in my opinion, like I said, I'm just taking the stuff I want. I will take country fried potatoes.
Yeah. Little like I've heard those called breakfast potatoes.
Like the little square potato,
little chopped up potato.
You got some peppers in there. Sure. Maybe some onions.
Those are fantastic.
Like a hash brown.
No, it's not hashed at all.
No, I know what he's saying. It's like a hash.
It's but hash would just be a bunch of those country potatoes. Yeah. It's a fine pick.
Oh my goodness.
We can cut potatoes into different shapes.
Did you get your pick
shapes.
Back, Jason?
Yeah.
I got all my picks back. I mean, my list is so
he's taking
good.
A baked potato.
Well, I am going to take a baked potato. That is that is one of my picks. I can't believe that made it back to me. This is a loaded baked potato. Okay.
Writing it in as baked potato.
No, I'm writing it in as loaded baked potato.
No, you're not. You're writing it in as a baked potato.
I am 100% drafting it. It is written down on my list
as a loaded baked potato. That none of us are adding condiments to our selections presently.
If this isn't adding a condiment, this is a thing you order. Where
just write whatever we want down and hold it up to the camera.
I wrote
and that
it
makes
down,
it
so I get it.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever ordered a loaded baked potato at a restaurant?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. That's a thing.
Have you ever ordered?
It's fine with me. It's fine with me. I don't care.
Oh, see, I...
That is such a common potato product.
Yeah, it's implied either.
So you're telling us that we can draft a baked potato then?
A regular baked potato?
I'm writing a downloaded baked potato. Just like you can't draft curly fries, but you have them. All right. My next pick is the one that I was hoping would get back to me. It's the one that I wanted with my second pick. It might be the best potato product. And I'm legitimately
scared. I thought it would get back to me.
I believe this is the best potato product, but it's much more rare. You don't have it as often, which is freaking travesty. It's just it's just a shame.
And just try to pronounce it. Go on.
Oh, I know how to pronounce it. Potatoes au gratin, my man. I mean, potatoes au gratin, when you get them layers of the sliced potatoes and the cheese. We were talking about cheese on potatoes. That helps. Yes. This is cheesy potatoes. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what au gratin means.
Yeah,
au
gratin infers that they are cheesy potatoes.
Yes! I just got au gratin potatoes with my last pick.
You
Hallelujah!
Did.
I'm jacked up, man.
It'll be really good with your plain baked potato.
It will be excellent with my loaded baked potato. I got cheese on all this thing. You can put some bacon
in
there.
So what's your final lineup? Let's hear it.
All right, my final lineup, I have potatoes au gratin, baked potato, loaded baked potato, mashed potato, and tater tots.
Tater tots. All right. Mike, you get to close out your draft. What do you have?
All right. There's still quite a few on the list. I even have like some classic Mike picks on here where it's just, it's not a vote getter, but it's
that's how you've gone so far with your favorites. Yeah. So
yeah, so I'm there's two that I'm torn between. Both, I don't know if they are vote getters. One of them is, I will say the word, and you guys probably will have never even heard of the heard of it because it is a Scandinavian delight. So I'm going to go here. I'm going to take gnocchi.
Okay. Like the, there's a soup, right? Or I guess just the balls of...
No, gnocchi. Yeah, gnocchi is... Oh, is like, those little... It's like a pasta substitute, basically. Yeah. But
it
if
is
you go
often
to an Italian...
in soups.
Yeah, yeah. But like the way I think of it is... when I go to it, we have this Italian place that we go to, and it's instead of spaghetti, you order gnocchi. So it's got marinara sauce, it's got cheese on it, and it's so freaking good.
I love it. I had no idea that was a potato. I always thought that was like a little bread pasta ball. Well, man, potatoes can do so much. Potatoes
are. That's they're incredible.
They are incredible, unless you just want to eat it by itself.
So what is your full situation?
So I have potato chip. Well, I have loaded potato chips. I have loaded potato salad, country fried potatoes, and those are loaded as mm-hmm. well. And then fully loaded gnocchi.
Fully loaded gnocchi. I like just like everyone orders
in the,
it
in the middle of this. All right, I'm going to close this out with scallop potatoes.
Yeah,
I'm taking scallop potatoes. Which is, you know, it's like
honestly,
the, it's the cousin.
What is the difference?
It's au gratin.
It's au gratin minus cheese.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's what scalloped potatoes
is it?
Are. You,
it yeah, is basically. Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
When I wrote down on my list, I'm writing these things down, I got, and I remembered scalloped potatoes. I'm like, those are so good. I wrote that down.
And then
down.
You remembered au gratin.
And then I went, oh, what am I doing? I crossed that out, and I wrote au gratin.
I'll be honest, I would have taken au gratin ahead of scalloped had it made it back to me, which I thought it would. That's why I went with potato wedges. I didn't think those would make it back. But I got French fries, hash browns, potato wedges, and scallop potatoes.
I got two things on my list that I still absolutely love. One of them I know is not beloved by all. Potato skins. I love skins.
Hmm. Those are good.
Yeah. I mean, they're whenever you just crisp it and then put a bunch of sour cream, cheese, and chives and
bacon. Oh, load them up. Get them loaded.
Loaded, of course.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever had croquettes? You ever had those?
I played croquette.
I have played croquette.
Croquettes are like, they almost look like they are cheese sticks, but they're potatoes.
That sounds delicious.
It sounds great. Are they deep fried?
Yeah, of course.
All right. I don't know if it sounds like a French fry. I mean, the way you just described it, they're like a little stick of potato, but then you fry it.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. This draft, when I look at it, it was spudtacular.
Oh man.
Come on.
8 out of 10 on the bad scale.
I'll give my shout out the food that have you guys ever heard of lefse?
No.
No.
Lefse it's
the
from Norway.
Of Reifse.
Nice. But it's I know of it cuz my heritage is Scandinavian from Norway. It's almost like a crepe. Like it's this really thin potato or
so there's potatoes.
I mean, like I love it. I meant to say like a real thin pancake, but it's made out of potatoes, and you can either eat it with butter or you go with like cinnamon and sugar on it. It's fantastic.
Another thing that has not been drafted that is so good. I think potato based soups are the best, whether it's a load of baked potato soup or a cream of potato soup.
Yeah.
I mean, the sour cream and potato soup, whatever it is, it just doesn't matter. If it's got potatoes in it and it's thick, it's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Potato soups are delicious. I'm kind of hungry now.
Oh, I'm starving,
I'm Googling things like, are potatoes healthy? That's what I'm Googling.
I'm going to try to put together a meal of these things, just potatoes. I'm going to have au gratin, mashed potatoes.
I believe in
some
you.
French fries, some chips, as many potato items as I can have, and I'm just going to have a delicious I'm going to be a vegetarian for one meal.
Yeah, well, sure. If
super healthy.
No, you'll be a loaded vegetarian.
Yeah, yes, I will.
By the way, Spitwads, appreciate your support of the show. Spitballerspod.com. Become a Spitwad. Get access to the show early. Get an opportunity to share your ideas for the show right there on Patreon. And then, Al, are there any other potato-based foods that we omitted? I have a feeling we of all the drafts, we're pretty exhaustive in this one.
Skins were the one I wanted somebody to take.
Yeah, I forgot about them.
We didn't bring up roasted in the draft. We talked about it earlier.
Roasted the healthy person's potato, which is really not in the top 12.
Yeah, it's not in the top 12. Healthy is not going to be in the top
12. Those are red potatoes normally, and red potatoes are way worse than brown potatoes. Way worse.
And I probably would have taken sweet potato fries.
Oh, gosh. Gross. Vomit.
I know Jason hates them.
That wouldn't have counted.
I love them.
That wouldn't have counted.
Yeah, that's part of French fries.
That's a different I'm also
if you wanted to draft
sweet potato fries,
we can do this.
Completely different than French fries.
Sweet potatoes.
If it doesn't count,
disgusting.
It's just because sweet potatoes are so gross. And anybody that says
it's a different vegetable,
you don't get to draft.
I'll take carrots. We left carrots out, guys.
Yams are potatoes.
Yeah, they are.
They're a type of potato.
It's a type of potato. It's a sweet potato.
All right, fine.
It's like saying
it's
if
not
we're
the same as carrots.
If we're taking apple-based products, it's like all the versions of apples.
Granny Smith is out, only Fuji.
Okay, yeah. Well, none of us took sweet potato
stuff. Well, thank goodness, because we have morals.
I love sweet potatoes.
Oh, get out of here.
They're so
with your
bad.
Disgusting
They're not
mustache
so bad. I'm pushing
taste
this button.
Buds. What did we learn today? I learned that a potato is a vegetable. I was not sure.
I learned that the celebrity that both Andy and his wife would like to hang out with is Legolas.
It's apparently
Legolas.
Not a fictional character.
A fictional character. Sorry.
And I don't know. I learned that pit bulls can drive. So that is it for today's episode of the Spitballers Podcast. Thanks for joining the three of us. We'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.
Badingy!
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.